kettle, I think, about the quarter.
And when you burn cow chips, what did they burn to when they...
Well, they just about as much of them after it was burned as it was before. They weren't as heavy. We just carried it as ashes. We carried it out in... Generally had an ash pan in the stove, you know. Carry them out.
Did they use those ashes the way they used wood ashes?
No, we never used them. We just threw them away, you know.
I know in some people I've talked to have said that they take wood ashes and put them in an ash hopper and make soap.
I have heard of it, but we didn't.
Or take those things and put them in corn and...
And make hominy?
Uh-huh.
My aunt... Of course, my mother passed away when I was very small. I was 7 years old, I guess. And my aunt stayed here with us a while. And she did make some hominy once or twice. And she might have used wood ashes. I don't know. I don't remember. That a long time ago.
That's whole kernel, isn't it?
Yeah, whole kernel.
Do they crack corn and put it in
the... No, they didn't crack. No, it's a whole kernel of corn.
Did you have any trouble with dirt, that black stuff that came out of your stovepipe or in your stove? Or
no, that wasn't... when we burned coal, there was quite a lot of... called it soot, you know, soot.
Uh-huh.
But when burned chips, there was very little of that.
Huh.
It made kind of a white smoke.
I can see why you wouldn't want to use those ashes for hominy.
Yeah.
What furniture did you have in your house?
Oh, we didn't have too much. We had when I was a kid, uh-huh, that way. Oh, I think we might have had one or two rocking chairs, just old rockers, you know, and
uh-huh,
wood chairs and the table. Why, we might have chairs on one side and a bench on the other. Maybe half a dozen could sit on that bench, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we always had a bench, I know, at the table on one side, maybe on both sides.
What? How long ago was it that you got one of these, or when did you first get one of these things? That
Davenport's?
Uh-huh.
Oh, not, I guess, until we got married.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have...
You ever call this anything else?
Sofa?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they call them sofas.
I don't know what word came first with me. Davenport,
yeah, sofa,
couch, or what?
Yeah, they call them sofa, thinking of boy.
Did you have one of those chest-like things with drawers to keep your small clothes in, your socks and your underwear?
Used to have trunks. No, I don't remember. When I was a kid, we just had a trunk, one of these old trunks. We'd
uh-huh,
generally keep our clothes in there.
Did you ever get one of those things later on?
Trunks?
Oh,
yes, bureaus.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we get them later. Now then, I call them bureaus, and then I think they call them something else, but... dressers, they call them dressers now, I think. They don't call them bureaus anymore, don't they?
Where did you keep that?
Well, they generally kept it in the best room we had. I guess, I don't know whether they had any in the old parlor when we built this house. Then when we had the parlor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a parlor bedroom. Of course, it wasn't modern until we made it modern just a few years ago. But all those bureaus, they'd be in the bedroom, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The dresser.
It's interesting that they didn't have many chairs or tables or things in those little houses. I guess they didn't have room for
them. No,
they
didn't.
What would you call all those things together? Chairs and tables and benches? And
what would we call them?
Beds. Well, what would you call them now if you were referring to the whole bunch? We didn't have much.
Well, just call them furniture.
When did you first get those coverings for a window that work on a
curtains?
Well, I'm thinking the ones more that have a roller.
Yeah, we used to have them.